I was just kind of just going out to run. I even said, you know, when I showed up, I was talking to Anna, was with me. She ran it as well. And, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, like that guy, man, the Marine, he's got all the Marine tats. I'm like, yeah, that guy's taking this race. And it's like, I'm like, got past him really quick.
He didn't take it from you.
You know, it's not about winning, but boy, damn, it feels good.
Hi, I'm Coach MK, founder of the Fitness Protection Program. I'm a run coach, not a life coach. We're never really talking about the running. Running is the tool. It's the conduit we use to examine the world we live in, as well as its impact on our own lives and the lives of the people around us. How we react to certain people and to certain stories tells us a lot about how we view ourselves. I'm committed to the thoughtful, intentional exploration of the importance of running so that no one discounts their own badassery ever. Final note, this podcast is geared towards every runner who won't lose their home, livelihood, or health insurance if they show up to the corral with a hangover. Not that I'm encouraging you to do that, just saying. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fitness Protection Podcast.
Hello from my newly redesigned bedroom. Very excited. Very exciting. We have shelves now. It feels like a whole new world to be this organized. I got to brag. Mr. MK really outdid himself over here, getting all these things hung from me. Yeehaw. Everything is off the floor. It's such an amazing feeling getting ready for 2021 with a little bit less clutter on the floor. There's still as much in my life as there's ever been. There just happens to be less on the floor. Coach MK here, and we're going to kick off this hour with some amazing news that I got this morning. It's the time of year when I'm never quite sure what's going to be in my inbox. So when I see a note, I'm like, oh no. But as soon as I read what Dan had to say, I was like, oh yeah. And here it is. Tell us all about it, Dan.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You remember it. So this is the second time you had me on here. So thank you. And yeah. Last time you had me on, I think I just did like a wicked half marathon sometime in the late, early fall. I don't know. And remember, I started this about a year ago, in November. So I'm coming up on my year Fitness Protection Maintain anniversary. And I did a 10K. They lied. It wasn't a 10K. It was 6.5 miles. And I'll tell you what, that last bit screws with your mind, right? But, you know, I did that this morning and crushed it. I wanted to do like 7:15s and I ended up, 7:23. So like spot on.
Amazing. You know?
Yeah.
How did you feel throughout? Were you surprised?
You know what? No, I wasn't, because I was prepared, right? I mean, I knew what I was going to do. And I went out Christmas morning and I went out and I was doing like 7:30s and I did 5 miles and I brought it down. And, you know, the last 5 to 6 miles, I just did a, you know, 10 minute mile cool off type of thing. And I was like, you know what? I can do 7-ish, you know, this time around. And it was an all trail. It was like grass and trail, which I've been doing, you know, concrete. Whoa. Right? So it was...
That makes it all that much more impressive, because grass always slows you down.
Yeah. And I just didn't read anything before I signed up for the race. And so I didn't show up with my, like, you know, more rugged shoes. So I just had my street racers on, but it was brilliant. And there was some pretty good elevation changes in it, you know, about 300-400 feet throughout the thing. So it was pretty good. But yeah, I felt great. And I kept it great, consistent pace. I took a break at mile 5. I think I brought it down to like 7:40s or something, but then picked it back up for the end and nailed it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah. So you kept it socially distanced the whole way through. Anyone close to you?
No, man. It was a great, no, it was really, really well run race. It was called the Last Mile down here in.
Oh, love it.
In Raleigh, or Cary, I guess, technically. And yeah, no, they did a nice 6-foot separation. You went up, they took your photo at the little staging area, and then boom, off you go. And so everybody was chipped. And, you know, there was probably 40 people. So it was a pretty good size for where we're at today, right?
Yeah.
10K and 5K combined type of thing. So, you know, you had a little bit of traffic, but you were never really that close to anybody. But it was a balmy 29 degrees. So I had that going for me. But
it gets that cold in Charlotte.
Who knew?
Right?
You know, they didn't tell me when I moved here, but only a couple more weeks and we have a good summer. Raleigh.
Mm. So after all the excitement of Santa Claus in your house, Dan waking up to go win. I mean, that right there, the screams you hear first thing on Christmas morning are enough to like send your heart rate to the 180s.
Well, you know, so I was with a 2-year-old for this Christmas morning. And so those screams really devolve into like a 6 to 7 hour affair of opening presents, because each present just is like, okay, we're going to stay here. So that's how it went down this year. Right. But then the whole time.
Congrats on having the best day ever. I mean, it really is the best Christmas ever once you get kids involved. You see why we have 4. And the reason we had 4 is because of that age, 2 to 4. Yeah. It's just the best. It's our favorite.
Yeah, this was great. This was my best Christmas ever by far. You know, it really changes the dynamic. So yeah, really thankful this year. And then to cap it off with this, you know, I was, who knew? I was just going out to run. I even said, you know, when I showed up, I was talking to Anna, was with me. She ran it as well. And, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, like that guy, man, the Marine, he's got all the Marine tats. I'm like, yeah, that guy's taking this race. And it's like, I'm like, got past him really quick.
He didn't take it from you.
You know, it's not about winning, but boy, damn, it feels good. You know?
When it happens, yes. Yeah, because that was also what I thought was really interesting when you said to me, like, I know this isn't what it's about, but I'm really happy. And I'm like, there's no buts to it. If this was the only reason we raced, then racing would become painful and heartbreaking when you're always chasing like a specific number. Or you just showed up to run and had a really great day. And I wish that's what it could be for everyone when they go out to race, because when you try to set up a day like you just had, I mean, the odds are never really going to be in your favor, or you hit your goal, but for some reason you'll decide on the day of, well, now I want to be faster, or I really should have been faster. Like, we just really take things away from ourselves. So for you to show up with no expectations and just revel in the joy of it is a really amazing thing. It's not about like everything must be than the previous one, but that has nothing to do with when we have a great day, we're still going to celebrate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It just feels good. It was like a nice little switchback on the finish line. And like, you know, you're racing. And so you see somebody and you're like, okay, I can take a breather. I know I'm, you know, not going to walk, you know, but, you know, you can take a little sigh of relief and finish it up. So, yeah, man, it just felt great. So, yeah, so happy, man. It's like a year. Like I said, thank you. It's a year in the making, right? I mean, we started talking November, and I took last December-ish off, kind of, and then January kicked it into high gear. And so, you know, full circle.
So, I love it. It's like I said in the beginning, it's going to blow your mind, but all you really have to do is slow down to get faster. Most people do.
Yep, it's true. It's true. We talked about this several times. You know, every time I've run in the past, it's I go out as hard and as fast as I can. Then I started this program, and it's like, you know, the hardest thing I've ever done is do that, those 140 runs and those max 170 runs. Of course, today was, yeah, it's on, right? I was all out. But like I said, you know, I got to like mile 4.5, 5, and I said, you know what? I just need to chill out just a little bit just to see where I'm at. Hamstrings were a little tight. And I'm like, this ain't going to be my last race. So, you know, back it off a little bit, and then okay, by 6, I'm good. Kick it in, you know, got another half mile.
So, when we see the finish line, we speed up fast as we can. Yay! Yeah.
It's at the top of a hill too, so that was fun.
Better, even better. Oh my gosh! So what's next?
So, you know, what's next is Monday. You know, I think Monday we got a 10K. We got a 10K again. No, I'll probably back it off. I think tomorrow is just going to be a nice, slow, max 140 sort of day, and stretch it out a little bit and sign up for a bunch of, you know, most of them are virtual down here. So a bunch of virtuals for the rest of the year and, well, starting next year, I guess.
Maybe we could talk you into slow burn as well. That registration is going to close fairly soon. We kept it open a little bit longer because people wanted a little extra time to get one more Christmas paycheck in. But we're going to be starting that on MLK Day. We've got a week of prep and then 8 weeks of fabulosity. Okay. So hopefully we'll have you in there for that. But
sounds like a plan.
You're busy winning races across South Carolina, then, you know, we get that too. We're just glad to have you with us.
Yep. Yep. And well, thanks to all the ladies out on the maintain group. I had a lot of support, especially, you know, it posted on Christmas Day and everybody, you know, got some nice support for my Christmas sweaters and all my good stuff. So made me smile a bit. And I was like, yep.
I love you too. I hated that I missed that. I've been making a conscious effort to try to, because I've been on social media so hardcore for my job for so long that these past 2 years, my family's been like, okay, if you own the company now, you need to be able to be with us on Christmas Day. And I'm like, that's fair. That's fair. And the one day I do it. And I miss. I hated that, but God, I'm proud of you.
All good. All good. Thank you. Thank you so much. So
Thank you for that. And thank you for sharing, and go rest of your beer, and we'll get ready for Romule, which this is you're experiencing it with us, I think, right? I don't believe you were really engaged in that last year. So Romule is a Scandinavian word because we don't actually, know the languages out here in America. We just say Scandinavia. It's a Scandinavian concept of that week between Christmas and New Year. And I became fascinated with this idea of how we go from "and the soul felt its worth" to like a week later feeling completely worthless, watching people start to tear themselves apart, come up with a laundry list of things that they want to change as part of their New Year's resolutions, which I hate. I've always hated that concept, and I hate it still now. Not just because it was really inconvenient. I would all of a sudden not be able to get a treadmill at the gym during the iciest period of the year in Denver, but it was rather this pressure that we felt like we needed to start over. And I hate that. I don't want pressure to start over. I want an option to get back in if I decide to opt out of it. So I think about the first of each month being a reset button, like, I wasn't doing what I wanted to do this month. Yay, I got 12 chances to get back on this year. I really prefer that perspective. And I wish it was something we could start the new year instead of thinking this list of things we want to change. I want to celebrate what I did well the previous year and commit to more of that in the upcoming year. So we pick one thing per day and we talk a little bit about it. And once you've experienced us going through the process, I think it'll click in. It's just not intuitive because no one does it but me. We'll have the little pads out. We're going to have a New Year's Eve little Romule roaring into the new year with all of us celebrating what we did well this year. And I think there's a whole lot more than we give ourselves credit for, even if we don't have a medal and a t-shirt and a champagne glass to show for it.
Exactly. He's going to be like your little guitar. It's my big win for the year. So.
I love it. We'll keep those smiles coming, and we will really soon.
All right. Ciao.
Ciao. Well, so we're going to start with the weekly wins. I'd say that is pretty much the biggest one that you could ask for. We are thrilled for Daniel. And like I said, it's not about winning. It's not the only thing. But when it happens, that doesn't suck. And we are going to celebrate it. So I'm MK Fleming, a founder of Fitness Protection. Hi. Probably haven't seen me much over the past week. I've tried to unplug and really be present with my children. And man, I can't lie, it was a whole lot of fun. Our youngest is 3, and she is fine. Well, she'll be 3 next month, but she's old enough to be excited that Santa came and built her what she has called a Halloween house. I still don't know why it's a Halloween house to her. She says it's spooky and there's a werewolf inside. There's no werewolf. This thing is not spooky, but we did build it after dark. Lots of credit to Mr. MK and some of my protest kids for building it at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. And they woke up, kids ran outside, like, running into it. And you only really get that for a couple of years before it becomes bigger, more expensive things that they want. And they don't understand why the elves can't build that overnight. So we're still on that really sweet spot of Christmas being super and crazy fun. And I really hope we get another couple of years of it, but this is a really good one. So with other wins that have happened throughout the week, got Brenda Haskell. She's got some huge personal accomplishments for 2020. Worked with a therapist for the first time. That's huge. Started Prozac. Good for you. She had 25 pounds of excess baggage. Losing weight's hard. Well done. Most importantly, made my health a priority, especially my mental health, all throughout the year. All of that, I can't tell you how big a deal that is. Close friends of mine are super senior in companies, people I went to business school with, and they will make jokes about how they can't sit in certain positions because, after babies are a little incontinent. And I'm like, you can fix that, right? Just go to see a pelvic floor PT. And they're like, no, I don't have time. And they're always talking about how they don't have time for themselves, time to do things, time for basic care and maintenance. And I'm like, man, you've only got one body. And the more important stuff you're doing, the better condition you need that body to be in. So congratulations on doing what is clearly one of the hardest things a person will ever do, which is anything for themselves. Alicia Budd says, as tough as this year has been in a lot of ways, it's been a good one for personal growth. I took charge of my physical and mental health and finally learned, out of necessity, how to take one day at a time. I love that. I love hearing that. I can't tell you how much, because one day at a time is really all we can do in this condition right now in this year, because we never know what's going to hit next year. Anyway, so you never know what's going to be coming your way. The best you can do is have an idea of what you want to get out of each day, or like one thing I'm going to accomplish, one thing I'm going to do, and don't try to stress out too much about it. That was a lesson I learned back when I became a full-time parent without a job in the corporate world. You cannot schedule a day the same way you would in an office. And it seems like that is something a whole lot of people are learning over again in 2020. If you've been able to work that out and make it thrive, make it work, make the work work for you, then you are truly winning at life. Christine Lancaster prioritized movement this year, even when she had many factors working against her. Tell you what, there's no one here who's worked harder than Christine Lancaster over the past year, let alone the past 3 years. She is tenacious AF. She has never given up, and she has worked out more physical kinks than I truly thought humanly possible. She's in better shape now and a better position than I think she's been since I've known her. And I'm really excited to see where she's going to go in 2021. You maintain, we heard about Dan Failton winning his 10K race. Whoop, whoop. And we also have Karina Terry. She had some great holiday runs. She's been happy with her progress this year and maintained. She's stronger and happier now than when she started and is amazed by all the things she's capable of doing. You know, I'm not amazed. I knew what you were capable of when you first came in. And it's been so exciting to show you a little bit more each day throughout the year. Thank you for being here and thank you for staying. Now we're going to move over. We've only got a couple of questions tonight. So we're going to take those questions and then let everybody go a little bit early and get ready. For Romuald, we're going to be releasing the template in Facebook groups probably tomorrow. If I'm the designer and I finish it tonight, let's be honest, it's me that's holding everything up. We're going to send that out and give you something to think about and go ahead and put the Romuald live stream on the schedule and look forward to sharing that night with you. So first we come up in Rebuild. Hi, Coach. I'm really excited to start Slow Burn. When will the website portal be open to start checking out the content? I'm excited too. It'll be open in January. We wanted to make sure that we could do all the things that we wanted to do because we were not expecting, we had to raise the prices this year because we're putting a whole lot more into it. So we wanted to make sure that at the previous price point, we had like 50 participants. We figured we'd have like between 10 and 15, and that's exactly where we are, and wanted to make sure that we could keep all our promises, and it looks like we look good to do that. So the portal will be open for people to start seeing what everything that we have in store by the second week of January. We're going to keep you posted as we go, but we're going to be starting and doing a good walkthrough look-see on MLK Day. We're going to have a one-week warm-up during that whole week. Just preparation of making sure that you have all the equipment that you're going to need and it's not a crazy amount of stuff and that you have the mindset that you need, the understanding exactly of what we want you to get out of this. And it is not to hit the ground running really, really hard. It never is and never will be. It is slow burn for a reason. You're frog boiling in a pot and we want to make sure you're not cooked before we get to week 8, which is another reason why we're adding a week in the middle in between the 2 months this year to give you a break in between the two. So yeah, the portal will be open for you to check out the content as soon as we made a few minor changes, and that should be coming no later than the week before MLK Day, that previous Monday. That's all. It's the only question. Maintain, yay, and in Rebuild. Hi, Coach. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to y'all. I would like to tackle strength more seriously before slow burn starts. Would it be possible to have written instructions for the strength exercises when we have a new set in January? I understand why posting the strength videos doesn't work now, but could use some explanations of the moves. Thanks for all your work. You know what? We'll see what we can do on that. Written content is always tricky. I coach two completely blind runners, and initially I thought I'm going to stick with what I'm doing, and I'm not going to roll out anything new unless it can be processed through a screen reader or a brailler, as the machines are called, and in order to be fair to everyone. And now I kind of see that I was a little overambitious. Not that I'm abandoning that. I'm not. But I'm thinking of ways to sort of include them in the content that we have everywhere else that would work. Facebook is a disaster for the visually impaired. The more visually impaired you are, the more of a disaster it is to navigate. So, and my runners are T1, category B1, total blinds, which it almost sounds rude, but that's the literal name of the category. They can neither distinguish light nor dark. They can't see shapes. They're completely blind. So with that in mind, now I'm trying to roll back a little bit and have been looking at written options for the year that wouldn't break the bank and would be easy to share with you guys. So stay tuned for that. We are going to do the best that we can. I don't know that we'll be able to have elaborate sheets for everyone for every month, but we might be able to do a little bit more since this is a slightly more expensive program. So TLDR, stay tuned. That's why I was thinking and why they didn't come out in the first place. Plus anything written has to be proofed. It takes a while and it's pricey to put together. So we'll see what we can do for this. Fingers crossed, and I wouldn't rule it out completely. And that is it. Third question was about the start date, and start date is MLK Day. That's going to be towards the end of January because, frankly, are y'all ready to start anything next week? Yeah, neither am I. I need one more week of totally doing nothing and enjoying doing nothing with a really awesome husband and hanging shelves and with kids, because he doesn't have to work and the kids don't have school. And I'm kind of enjoying that. I want another week of snuggles and playing and eating all the chocolate in the house. And then a week to get myself ready for the work that's about to be done in the new year, get kids back in school, and then start. I've never seen the point in starting a brand, everything, like hitting it hardcore on January the 1st. This makes a whole lot more sense. Last year, we had a sliding start, and that worked. People appreciated the flexibility, but it did sort of ruin the sense of unity and community. So we're foregoing that this year, and instead of splitting the difference, instead of starting the beginning of the month, we're starting a little bit later. We'll see what we do throughout the year. We do hope to open this again, but we're also not holding our breath, because the last time we said this, I mean, that was 2020 and y'all saw what happened. So your coach, your loved, your winning at life. Happy New Year. If you are still interested in Slow Burn, that $100 coupon is still valid for all current subscribers. Go ahead and put it in. We hope to see you. We hope to feel the burn with you in 2021.